I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. When we were newbies, we got excited when we turned up coins. Any coins, remember? But pretty soon, most of us got just a little tired of digging zinc pennies. Even though we got into metal detecting with the idea of finding coins, we sometimes dig up items that can only be described as weird. Some of the most common offbeat finds are bullets. Now, it's not too strange to find bullets in old battlefield areas, but doesn't it give you a bit of a chill to find a bullet in a schoolyard playground? And I'm talking the whole bullet, not just the casing. Hit this thing with a hammer, and it's all over. I once found a Civil War belt buckle. A great find and a rare find, but I should call it a weird find too, not because of what it was, but because of where it was. I found it in my own yard in Urbana, Illinois. I moved into that house in 1981. It had been built in 1917, so it must have been lost sometime between 1917 and 1980. I'm glad I could narrow it down like that. Precision accuracy, that's my game. Okay, Urbana, Illinois. No Civil War battles were fought within hundreds of miles of Urbana, so I don't think this buckle was all that was left of a dead soldier. More likely it had belonged to someone's great-great-grandfather and had been lost by maybe a child playing with it. But this thing is so big, you have to wonder why nobody found it soon after it was dropped. It had to be on the ground a long time before it got covered up, unless maybe they never mowed the grass. And with something like that, you'd think the owner would go frantically looking for it when he noticed it was gone. Or maybe somebody buried it. It wasn't very deep, just a couple of inches, so I definitely put this one into the weird category. Coupons are common in newspapers and magazines nowadays, but I once found a metal coupon with my detector. It was a square piece of aluminum, about the size of a quarter, and imprinted on it were the words, "Good for 10 cents on purchase price of Colgate's Ribbon Dental Cream." I've often wondered how this metal token was distributed. Did grocers or pharmacists hand them out to their customers? Why metal instead of just a paper coupon? So many finds raise more questions than they answer, don't they? How's about my Chrysler automobile watch fob? It's a brass disc about the size of a half dollar with the Chrysler symbol on one side and a seven-digit number on the other side. My guess, and this is just a guess, is that this handsome item was given to new Chrysler owners attached to the keys of their new car. If the owner lost his keys, the finder could drop them in a mailbox, the post office would deliver them to the local Chrysler dealer, the dealer would look up that seven-digit number, and return the keys to the proper owner. I hope it worked that way, anyway. That's a pretty good operation. I've saved the best for last, my favorite weird find. As many of you know, I taught radio broadcasting for a quarter of a century at Parkland College. I've always loved old-time radio, those comedies, mysteries, quiz programs, and science fiction shows that ran roughly from the 1930s to the 1960s. In fact, I go to recreations of those shows and act in them sometimes. Now, there's one show I'm sure you're familiar with, even if you were born too late to hear them the first time around. I'm talking about the Little Orphan Annie show. And why would you know that program? Because it was featured in the movie The Christmas Story. Remember? Ralphie saved his Ovaltine labels to get an Orphan Annie decoder wheel so he could decode Annie's secret radio messages, and then he blew his top when he found out the secret messages were Ovaltine commercials? Well, in a churchyard in Selma, Alabama, I found a 1935 Radio Orphan Annie Secret Society decoder wheel. What a marvelous coincidence. Two of my favorite hobbies, metal detecting and old-time radio, merged that day when I used my metal detector to find the Radio Orphan Annie decoder wheel. Alas, I'm about three-quarters of a century too late to decode any secret messages from Annie. I'd have loved to have been able to do that, even if they did turn out to be Ovaltine commercials. What weird things have you found? Tell us your stories. Click the comments button on the show notes page. That's at thetreasurecorner.com. And tell us about some of the strange items you've found. We'd love to hear from you. For more of my articles about metal detecting, and a look at the new edition of my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. From the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.